I think I'm dying. I have schnitzel lodged in thy heart. Ich Merkel got angry and she made me eat 20 German schnitzels, and I cannot feel my schlump legs.
Aspirin is one hell of a drug. This is the Drudge Report for the 24th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed and I think I'm becoming sane. Oh wait, the voices in my head are returning. Shut up, Ryan Seacrest. I should probably turn off the radio. France is set to ban the words mother and father from all official documents, under controversial plans to legalise gay marriage. Oh dear, for once we can actually legitimately blame the gays for something, or perhaps the stupid French government. I'm surprised they even had time to worry about the gays when the looming danger of those kooky Muslims exists in your own country. You just never know when they're going to throw down that baguette in disgust and blow up the Eiffel Tower. Instead, the words will be replaced with a more subtle parents. Under the draft law, marriage will be seen as a union of two people of different or same gender. So that small girl I keep in the rape dungeon, are we technically married? Because I'm really afraid of commitment. I'm even willing to let her go. But what difference does it really make? Forceful rape or eternal love? The bitch is still going to complain either way. In my response, what's that? You don't like it when I pimp slap you? Guess what? Who pays the bills, bitch? Who says a master-slave relationship can't be legitimate? Japan has protested over four Chinese ships which briefly entered what Japan considers its territorial waters near disputed islands in the East China Sea on Monday. Ah yes, China, you big bully. If you hate the Japs so much, why don't you just nuke them? It would instantly become a national holiday, and all 1.3 billion of your slave labour would be delighted not to be whipped over some Apple product for just one day. Yet, at the same time, you all look the same. So what's the big deal? It's even likely that the Japanese are just Chinese earthquake enthusiasts who decided to move over thousands of years ago and didn't come back because they preferred the taste of raw fish over dumplings. It's a real shame they took all the chicks with massive knockers. Have you seen some of them Japanese AV idols? Chinese porn, on the other hand, consists of a lone Chinese girl getting wet and horny to a picture of Chairman Mao. You know, the one girl in China who wasn't abandoned or aborted at birth? I'm a truly horrible person. Let's talk Israel and Iran, two of the world's best friends. I bet they're even sleeping with each other secretly. Iran's president has even accused Israel, that of merely bluffing Iranian attack threats, and more strikingly, that Israel has no roots in the Middle East and would be eliminated. Talk about dodgy threats. I think Mr. Dinner Jacket has taken the cake. It's like primary school all over again. Kids talking shit about how they had sex with what teacher. The US dismissed the comments as disgusting, offensive, and outrageous, something Iran can only take as a compliment. When you're that crazy, everything is just a blur. Or is that just a nuke going off in the background? I don't care. I am merely a dinner jacket. Ha ha ha. Facebook is bad enough as it is. It certainly doesn't help that my only friend is a kinky sex bot whom keeps messaging me well into the early hours of the morning about some live webcam stream. She always likes to link her website. With a name like Misohoni69 you long time, it's clear that she's real. Facebook has denied claims that a software bug caused private messages dating back from 2009 to be displayed on profiles overnight, insisting that the messages were left in public originally. Like all things in life, just claim that it was supposed to be. Oh, you see how the car instantaneously combusts when you open the door? That's completely normal. It wouldn't be a Honda if it didn't. Not that it really matters. I'm sure Obama already has a copy on his BlackBerry. A Danish sperm donor has passed on a potentially severe genetic disorder to five children after a screening test failed to catch that he had the disease. Oh great, now you can look forward to five other people like me doing very similar news bulletins. The disease in question is a tumour-producing nerve disorder. That's going to look great on the CV. I'm sorry, Timmy, I'd like to hire you, but you have a big fat tumour on your head, and it kind of looks like a penis. We're going to have to put you down involuntarily. But you gotta love chicks with nerve disorders. There's nothing quite like having sex with a girl who's paralysed from the waist down. It's not rape if they can't feel it. The pain! The suffering! I can't do it anymore! This food tastes like my mother's armpits! Children across the country have been losing their shit, in the worst way possible, mind you, to the new school lunch menu mandated by First Lady Michelle Obama. The menu is based on calorie restrictions, which is pointless, particularly for high school athletes who burn thousands of calories a day, not to mention students avoiding the food altogether because they may not like the healthy food provided by Michelle's fascist ways. So instead, they choose to starve. It's no wonder Sasha and the other small black girl, whom no one knows her name, are thinning away to bone. She's so skinny, I can barely see her third dimension. In fact, despite the cuts in both calories and amount, the cost of a school lunch has gone up some 20 to 30 cents due to regulations. Mrs. Obama, it's not because you're black, it's because you're an incompetent woman. Sorry, I meant socialist. Both irrational. The biggest loser is the wastage, however, with a food service director for a small district in rural Kansas saying that the amount of food wasted is up at least 20%. This country's a mess. Thank God I'm living in North Korea, where the women are plentiful and the food tastes like dirt. Oh wait, it is. It appears a mysterious SARS-like virus has emerged from the Middle East and has killed at least one person in Saudi Arabia and left another in intensive care. Health officials said the source of the virus infecting both is unknown, although have identified it as a coronavirus, part of a large family of viruses that in most cases cause common colds, but also have caused SARS. The Chinese SARS virus infected more than 8,000 people in late 2002, killing about 775 before disappearing in mid-2013. Wait, what's this lump on my neck? I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I think I'm dying! Oh God, the misery! It's just a pimple. Or is it a deadly tumour? SMS the word pimple or tumour to 1-800-THE-READ to cast your vote today. Please don't. You're wasting your time. I knew you were gonna. How's this for fun diddly shut up? Last month, Obama's campaign had twice the number of staff that Romney had for the exact same cost. I guess that socialism stuff is working well for Obama, minus the dying of the US economy and basically anything remotely linked to the well-being of America. But to be fair, both candidates are taking different approaches to convincing the public that they have the bigger dick. Much of Obama's campaign staff consists of on-the-ground organizers deployed around the country to con potential voters, i.e. Americans, whereas Romney is relying on the Republican National Committee for the bulk of its voter registration. In other words, just giving out bundles load of cash to all his lovely friends, assuming you have an extra $4 million every time you visit, even when they come over to your house. I think I'll file that joke into the Poor Joke Index, my main folder. Scientists may have found the secret to living a longer life for males, castration. Researchers in Korea have shown that castrated men living centuries ago outlived other men by significant margins. It's all right though, my penis is inverted. The only thing I have to worry about is being mistaken for Justin Bieber. Their findings suggest that male sex hormones are responsible for shortening the lives of men. This is almost as depressing as when I saw that picture of Katy Perry without makeup. I cried for hours. Crying's a girl thing. Surely that's bad for my male sex hormones. Lastly, Al Gore is hosting a new online show entitled The Dirty Weather Report, where he talks everything climate change and tries to convince you that his private jet really runs on rainbows and his fat ass is incapable of producing deadly gas. Bring it on, bitch. The Drudge Report has you cornered. What a commie. An unnecessary side comment. Gee, it's game over for me. I deserve to go to jail for some of the really nasty things I say about women, in particular with rape. So I would like to take the time to apologise and recognise that rape is not only wrong, but an amazing porn category. This has been the Drudge Report for the 24th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed and it's time to go to bed. I don't care where you live or what time you listen to this podcast, it's sleep time, buddy. Come on, I'll tuck you in. Not literally, that would just be weird. Unless if you're old and senile. Night-night.